The University of Wisconsin-Superior Center for Continuing Education is hosting the Twin Ports Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Community Forum Thursday, June 15th, next week, at 4:30 p.m. at UW-Superior. It's a local event coinciding with World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. We're speaking this morning with Esther Geeshan, the Program Manager and Interim Director of the Center for Continuing Education and Summer College at UWS, about the event. Good morning, Esther. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
This event, certainly, I wouldn't say it's timely, because it seems to me that this has been an issue we've seen for quite a while. And I was thinking about what reasons there are that the elderly are often a target for abuse and for fraud and things like that. And it certainly can't be a generational thing, because the generations continue to move forward, and so does this issue. Why is this event so important?
Well, we started this event in collaboration with Adult Protection Services and other agencies in the Twin Ports. This is our third time of offering something to bring awareness to it, and it's a growing issue because our older population is growing. People are living longer, and in our region, you know, in particular, younger people are not staying, so our percentage of people who are older is also growing, and older people tend to be more vulnerable in lots of ways. For one thing, they may have financial resources, they have Social Security, and they might have other funds that make them a target, and they may be affected by dementia or frailty or other conditions that make them dependent on other people, and that dependence also makes them more vulnerable.
Yes. Now, certainly, I would recognize, too, that technology may play into that. It seems that these days, and it's not just for the elderly, that for most people, the sort of online commerce phenomenon of the last 10, 15 years, the way that that has grown, there's a lot of information online, and people's willingness, it seems, to share that information online without really thinking about where that information is going and how it's used. Is that part of that is in play as well?
It may be. I think that younger people are probably more susceptible or exposed to that than, you know, people in their 80s, maybe. What we see, what most elder abuse, the source of most elder abuse is family members.
Mm.
An adult child or a spouse. Next would be friends, neighbors. So most elder abuse is perpetrated by people who know the person who's being abused. The, you know, most well-known, I guess, and common exception to that are some of the phone frauds, you know, what they call the granny scam, where somebody pretends that they're the grandchild caught in some hideous situation, you know, and they don't want their parents to know about it, and all the grandmother needs to do is wire this money to this account, you know,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things. So there's those various kinds of phone frauds, plus the door-to-door frauds, you know, fixing driveways and whatever.
Mm.
So, you know, that's a lot of what we see. Financial exploitation, by most researchers, is the most reported form of elder abuse, and that can be it can be a scam, like I just mentioned, but it can also easily be an adult child that has power of attorney and is abusing it and is draining the bank accounts and not paying bills or, you know, those kinds of things. And then, you know, emotional and verbal abuse is probably next, followed by physical abuse. And, of course, there's nothing mutually exclusive about any of those. So an older adult can certainly be experiencing multiple kinds of abuse at one time. The estimates are that 1 in 10 person over age 60 is going to experience some kind of abuse every year.
Wow. That's astonishing. That's a big statistic. Okay. Wow. I'm digesting that. 1 in 10. Is neglect part of it too? I mean, there's so much isolation with elderly people at times.
And that's one of the factors that makes people vulnerable is if they're isolated, they don't have a lot of social contacts. And neglect can be either self-neglect or neglect by others. Mm.
Tell us a little bit about the event now. This is next Thursday at 4:30 at UW-Superior. What now? World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is the same day, I presume, and is the forum that you've held in Superior. What is the goal of this forum in the larger lens?
Well, our goal is really the same as the World event, which came through the United Nations, because this is unfortunately a worldwide issue, and our purpose is to raise awareness so that people recognize abuse when they see it, whether it's happening to them or someone else, and know that it's illegal and know what to do about it when they see it. So they know who to call in Minnesota. They know who to call in Wisconsin. They know it's not right. They know it shouldn't be happening, and they know they ought to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And so, that's the focus of the forum and of most of the events around the, around the country and around the world. So we're having, resources available to help people in the community, in some cases to help them not be isolated, to prevent neglect, but also services available to help people if they are experiencing abuse and to help them recover from it afterwards. So we will have a keynote speaker from the Wisconsin Elder Rights Project. And then we have local, I'll call them experts because they are in their fields, from banking, from law, from senior services, from domestic violence programs, who will be presenting scenarios that are all cases that they have worked with, but of course maintaining the confidentiality. Mm-hmm. And so they will present those scenarios and give people opportunities to see, where the abuse started, how it got started, what could have been done to prevent it, and what actions should be taken afterwards to do. So there'll be lots of opportunity for people to get their questions answered. We have people registered that are professionals in health and human services or that work in the faith communities who want to learn more and learn more what they can do. And then we have a lot of people from the public who are older adults themselves or who are concerned about a family member or a friend or just the issue community-wide.
Okay. We're speaking with Esther Geishan of the University of Wisconsin-Superior about the Twin Ports Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Community Forum. It's happening next Thursday, June 15th. It starts at 4:30 p.m. And how can people find out more information and register?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to go to our website, which is uwsuper.edu/CCE for Center for Continuing Education, and they can get all the information there.
Wonderful. Esther, thanks so much for the information. We appreciate it this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for giving attention to this issue.
Certainly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Esther Geishan, the Program Manager and Interim Director for the Center for Continuing Education and Summer College at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, speaking again about the Twin Ports Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Community Forum next Thursday, June 15th at 4:30 p.m. at UW-Superior, a local event coinciding with World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.